This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado lawmakers are back at work after convening their 2022 session this morning. Democrats and Republicans have identified similar priorities, but they talk about them very differently. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In his opening day speech, Senate President Leroy Garcia, who represents Pueblo in District 3, said lawmakers will put more money into behavioral health, education, and economic development, and he pledged,
"We're going to make sure that the issues discussed around the kitchen tables in Pueblo and beyond, like public safety, affordability, student success, and more, are the issues that we discuss here at the Capitol."
Republicans have prioritized the same issues, but say the first step to addressing them is to roll back Democratic policies enacted in recent years, like new fees and some criminal justice reform. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Confirmed COVID-19 hospitalizations spiked to nearly 1,500 Tuesday. The seven-day rate of positive tests is now 30%, or five times higher than just a few weeks ago. Dr. Eric Pershula is chief of infectious diseases at CU School of Medicine. He urges people to get vaccinated and boosted, wear N95 masks, and avoid crowded indoor spaces.
With Omicron climbing literally vertically on the graphs, now is the time to hunker down. Now is not the time to take risks.
More than half of Colorado hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week. You're listening to CPR News.